Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, do get the Wi-Fi password and come on in. This week, it's another podcast for you, and it's happening right now. It's unfolding in the present tense in front of your very ears. This is Cuddle Club, and this is a podcast where I ask very personal questions to people that sometimes don't want to answer them. It's a recipe as old as time. You can print wallpaper off on your printer at home and use it as wallpaper. That's something I've learned this week. Why would you? You know, why would you? You can also print wrapping paper off, but it never looks the same. Why are they charging so much for wrapping paper and cards? You've got to print it off at home these days with the credit crunch. Credit crunch is something that happened. We've rebranded it to cost of living crisis, of course. Anyway, I plan to get a bit more entertaining before Ardal comes. Ardal O'Hanlon. This guy, you have to guess who it is. He was in Father Ted and Taskmaster. Oh, you've guessed already. He's a cutie pie. I asked him if he was a cutie pie. And I don't think he loved that line of questioning, the hard-hitting questioning. He'd be a lovely person to have as a friend. I would love to be friends. Imagine sort of drinking tea, talking about philosophy and art and him teaching me stuff. I'd love that. But I don't think it's going to happen for me. One can dream. He's currently in a play at the National Theatre, no less. Dancing at Lunasa. That's the title. Okay, go see it if you can. Well, come on in and pop your shoes off and pop your pants off and settle down. Oh. Hello. Thanks for coming in fresh from your play, the theatre.
Fresh has been kind.
Yeah. Well, you do play a man without your energy.
Yes, I do. I play a frail, emaciated man suffering from malaria.
How did you get that part?
It was easy. It just took one look at me.
No, you're doing an exciting play at the National.
It's a great play. It's called Dancing at Lunasa. It's literally my favourite play.
Who did write it?
Brian Friel, a man called Brian Friel, who's the Chekhov of the English-speaking world.
Is it sold out already?
I find it impossible to believe that it isn't, but I suspect the National's a big place. They'll fit everybody in.
Isn't it already sold
out?
By the time this
theater
goes out, good luck getting any tickets anyway to the rest of you, but we'll have a lovely time. You were on Taskmaster.
Yes.
How do you feel about your performance?
I feel hard done by, actually.
Right, yeah.
I thought I did everything that was asked of me. I thought I did it not only to the best of my ability, but like better than my ability.
The best of your ability, but maybe not the best of Sophie's ability.
Sophie was a lick arse. I mean, they were all just trying to ingratiate themselves.
Oh, the real side.
That big person, what's his name? Greg.
Were you ambitious? I didn't think that you really wanted to win it that much. I didn't think you cared about winning it. Very laid back.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to think.
Yeah. Did you care?
I did care. Mm. Yeah, I did actually. I didn't think I would care that much. No, I didn't care. I didn't care.
Yeah,
I was determined to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And to let myself go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. For the first time in my life. So I really, really enjoyed it. But it's not that I wanted to win badly. It's just that I know I should have won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I know that, like, Greg told me, like, I should have won and that and Alex told me I should have won. Everyone told all my friends told me I should have won.
Yeah, the production team.
The production team.
You weren't anywhere close to winning, so it's very.
That I should have won. So I just don't know what happened.
Yes, I think it was points really, and I think it was your sort of general. What would we call it? Performance.
Rapness.
Yeah, yeah. But you looked very like you were having a lovely time. And
I really enjoyed it.
Very likeable. Isn't that really the winning in the end?
Yeah.
Sophie also very likeable though, so, you know.
Yeah, they were all a bit too likeable for my liking.
Did you know that I won, actually? My
I could tell that by just looking at you.
Yeah.
It's just something that, you know, Sophie Duker has the same look about her.
Yeah, all these girlies, eh?
Yeah.
And now you're in a play with loads of girlies.
Yeah, loads of fantastic women. Five ladies, they play sisters. Mm. The Mundy sisters. One of them, Siobhan McSweeney, who you may be familiar with from Derry Girls. She played Sister Michael in Derry Girls.
Where do you live normally?
Where do I live? Mm. I live in Dublin normally. Mm. I'm in London for a few months.
What about your wife?
Home from home. What about her?
Oh, isn't she going to miss you?
I guess she will. Yeah. You know, but like...
She'll pop over.
She will. She'll be over for every so often. Mm. And I've tried to pop home during rehearsals to see my wife and my daughter. I have one daughter living at home.
Oh.
And my mother, who hasn't been well, but she lights up when I arrive.
Oh, that's like the nation. A bit like the nation. See,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
They do light up, don't they? They do light up the mums, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
No. Wouldn't you hate to have a mum who just really lit down, you know?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that mother.
I like it when they light up. I slag my mum off a lot, but when she lights up, it's quite nice. Mm-hmm. Plays up. Does yours play up?
No. My mother's very reserved.
Oh.
She's stoic.
Stoic.
Yeah. Sir. She's actually Greek and a philosopher.
Is she?
No.
Yes, no.
But she is...
what a plot twist.
Yeah.
Big Greek mama.
And she can't speak English. And we have no relationship except cuddles, strangely. No, she's not. She's wonderful. Kind of slightly reserved, but marvellous twinkle in her eye.
Oh, and, that's what you've got. That's what she's given
you. Oh, she's given me that.
You got that from mother.
Yeah.
You've got that in both eyes.
Yeah. Mm. I can't stop twinkling.
You can't
stop. I can barely see.
It's a disease. Yeah. I saw my mum only, but it could have been today. It could have been yesterday. I can't really remember. My mum said she wants to sort of go quite soon up to the heavens.
Really?
Yeah. She said, I'll be popping off soon. And I said,
she's had enough.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, you know, she's getting joy out of life, but it's sort of 60-40 really.
Yeah.
And I said, what are the stats that topple you over to sort of popping off? And we don't all get to decide when we die, but I think we do a bit, you know.
Yeah. I wonder, do you get an inkling?
Yeah, I wonder if you get an inkling when the twinkle dies down.
Yeah. Mm. When the man is standing in front of you with the gun.
Quite an inkling this might be it for me. Yeah, she's gonna sort of pop off in a year, she thinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I thought,
this is not how I thought this was going to go.
No, but it's important stuff and we shouldn't be as afraid of death, you know?
Yeah. I know. I'm old now and
you're not popping off anytime.
No, I wasn't that's not where I was going to go with this. but I appreciate my family so much more than I used to.
Mm.
Mm.
You used to lie about your family in interviews, didn't you, which I think is brilliant. And I don't know why more people don't lie in interviews.
Yeah.
Not this one, obviously, because it's not that.
That's why I never take any interview with anyone seriously, because I assume that they're all lying. Like, why would you tell a complete stranger the truth?
Apart from the business. I did say, one of them actually, he said, where do you get your ideas from? Which is an impossible question to answer. So I just said, I sort of stole them from another comedian. And he went, do you? And I was like, yeah. I said, I just sort of look at what Jason Manford's doing and then sort of, you know, change little tweaks here and there. And he was like, really? And I ran with it for about 20 minutes.
I can bite you in the butt.
Yeah, that can happen.
I mean, it's happened to me a load of times.
Because I do copy his routine. Yeah.
But lying can get you into trouble. I mean, it's happened to me loads of times.
Oh, really?
Sometimes in a really good way, in a kind of a funny way. Like, I remember one really good lie I told early on in my career when doing interviews was a real novelty.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, this would be great crack, you know. And somebody asked me once, what was I doing next? And I said, I was doing a musical with Frank Sinatra when he was still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And So they were their ears perked up, and like, "Oh, really?" And I was going, "Yeah, yeah." And then I started building on it, saying, "We're playing. It's got an Egyptian theme, and we're playing two ends of a camel." And then, and like, oh, honestly, God. And they were absolutely buying it. And I really mean this. And this is not a lie that I'm telling you.
This is absolutely
true.
Imagine, yeah.
And then I said that I got to know him really well, and that we became good friends, and that I was living in London at the time in a little flat. And I said that Frank used to stay with me, and we used to play chess. So and they lapped up all this.
Yeah.
They wrote it down in their, I think it was one of those TV listings magazines.
Yeah.
So they wrote it down in that magazine.
Oh, Christ.
And people read it. And then, but this is the best part. So, because everyone just takes it at face value.
Yeah.
And my agent told me that in the next week or two after that publication came out, that we got loads of offers for musicals.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it more.
Yeah. No, but it's good because it can get you things as well. Like if you say, like, for example, if you're a football fan or something, just say what your favorite team is over and over again in interviews, and eventually they'll ask you, do you want to come to matches?
Wow.
That kind of thing. Or
I'd love to be in a musical, actually. Sorry. Can I say the Frank Sinatra one?
Yeah.
It doesn't work as well now. He's dead. But I wonder what I'm going to lie about. How exciting.
Yeah. But it can work, it can work against you as well. Because I remember one time I was promoting some tiny part I had in a film in a Scottish in a Scottish newspaper. So the film was actually Greyfriars Bobby, The Adventures of Greyfriars Bobby.
Mm.
But that's irrelevant. So they were asking me about my wife, and I said, I used to always lie about her, and I used to always give her a different career in every interview.
So
she'd be a gymnast one week, or she'd be a spy another week, or a doctor, or you know, whatever.
Yeah. Just,
she's a surgeon or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And they just write it down. And but then I remember, because we met when we were very young, and people often ask me then, like, oh, you're childhood sweethearts, whatever. And then it's all about tone in these interviews, you know. So I was saying things like, sure, I tried to get away from her loads of times, and you know yourself. And, you know, in that tone, in that jaunty tone. So then a couple of weeks later, Someone says, like, Ard Lohanan tried to leave his wife.
Oh, flat.
And that becomes the headline.
Oh,
and then they're
going, oh, no.
How outrageous I am.
Oh, no.
You know, as if I rang up the papers and said, listen, I need to tell you something. Yeah. I have to leave my, I'm trying to leave my wife.
Like, woman.
Have you any advice?
And it's a problem because she's a spy. So there's going to be one step ahead of me. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Okay, are you ready for the touch quiz?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you've got five questions.
Really tense now.
And
I want to win!
And you are sort of playing against a Taskmaster winner, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Okay, five questions, and you have to guess what I'm thinking about touching. It's not rude.
Okay.
It's quite hard, but I might give you clues along the way.
Okay. Can I?
You can start now.
Rhubarb?
No, not rhubarb, no.
Is it close? Is it the same colour?
No, I think it's colourless. I think it's I think if I touched it, you can't actually touch it. It's more ethereal.
Is it plutonium?
What is plutonium?
I have no idea.
No, it's not.
But I suspect it's colourless.
It's not. It's not plutonium. And you've only got, it saddens me to say, three more questions left. I'd love to give you more clues. I'm trying my best here.
Azerbaijan.
It's not Azerbaijan.
Come on.
I would say it's more related to you, but I would say everyone's got one.
Oh, an aura.
Ooh, now that's close. That's certainly closer than Azerbaijan. You've got one more question, and it's, okay, it's sort of the aura in a way, but it's not really.
Oh, a scent.
No, don't touch your scent. No, it's your soul.
No.
It's your soul.
Ah, but my soul is outside my body.
So is an aura.
Yes, that's what I mean. So yeah, it's more or less the same thing.
More or less the same
your
thing.
Your soul, I don't know where that is, but mine surrounds me. And it's rhubarb flavoured.
Do you know what we're playing for?
No.
You're going to kick yourself. It's a meet and greet with my kittens.
Okay.
Yeah. And you've just lost half a point. It's big. This is big.
Do you bring your kittens everywhere?
No.
Okay.
You'd have to come to me. Quick fire questions. Yes. Quite agree. Okay, are you ready for the quick fire round?
I think so.
Number one, do you sometimes say your name wrong?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
How?
I call myself Argyle.
Oh, but not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
No.
So you just say, hello, I'm Argyle.
Yeah, or you know, because I have trouble pronouncing certain words.
Mm.
I sometimes get it wrong.
Yeah.
But other people get my name wrong a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Angus, I've been called. And
Yeah.
Well, I don't really get Ardle wrong, but I get it all wrong.
Yeah.
If someone asked for my full name, it'd be Ardle. Oh, yeah. I just kind of.
It's a cute name, but it's a tricky name.
So I should take more breaths during when I'm saying it. Ardle.
Would you say Handlin. You're an all-time cutie
Handlin.
Pie?
Handlin, yeah. What?
Would you say you're an all-time cutie pie?
No, I wouldn't. No.
He looks angry. You looked angry about that question.
No, I don't want to be a cutie pie.
Oh, you don't?
I want to be...
A serious actor.
Well, you know, I want to be... I want to be taken seriously as a human being.
And a cutie pie.
And a cutie pie. I mean, I want to be the whole spectrum.
I think you might be a part-time cutie pie. I think you might
be. Okay, well, I'll take that.
Just part-time.
Part-time. I want to be a part-time cutie pie, and then I want to be John Wayne.
The rest of the time.
Some of the time as well.
Is John Wayne still with us?
I don't know. Mm. Or the other fella, Robert Mitchum.
Mm. Okay.
I want to be Brawler.
But they might be part-time cutie pies as well.
I would suspect they are, yeah.
So it's a spectrum, it really is. Comedians or actors, who do you prefer?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Well, yeah, no, that is a good question. I mean, comedians are my tribe.
Mm.
So I probably do prefer comedians because they're better at trivia.
Really?
In fact, it's the thing that comedians, it's probably the only thing comedians are good at is trivia. So you can have great chats with them because they know stuff. Useless stuff.
What's your favourite bit of trivia?
Hedgehogs have 17 spines.
Really?
I don't know.
Octopuses have 3 hearts, but that's kind of we all know that one. That's a bit embarrassing.
That is a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, sorry I put that up. But it's better than the hedgehog one.
So, but actors are great as well. I love artists generally. People who, like, religion is pointless, politics is pointless, science is actually proven by scientists to be pointless.
Yeah.
Because they're always wrong. They're always correcting themselves.
Yeah.
There used to be 9 planets. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
And now there isn't. Where does that leave you? Like as a child, you know, when you're, that's what you're taught, that there are 9 planets.
Yeah.
And then suddenly one day it's just like, ah, sorry.
And they keep.
We got that wrong.
Yeah.
Pluto's just gas.
It lets you down just like daddy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How many cups of tea do you have a day?
3.
Mm. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Not another one of your lies.
No, I actually have 3.
Okay.
I love tea.
Okay.
I have 3.
Okay, now it's time for like...
Is that the right answer, by the way?
Yeah, that's all the right answers. Yeah, you're climbing up the kitten board. Okay, now it's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Mm-hmm.
I sing a song, but I replace the words with cuddle and you have to guess what it is.
Okay.
And yes, I'm tone deaf. Can you sing?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Can you listen?
I can listen, okay. Yes. Yes. I'm a very good listener, actually.
Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
Must be.
Oh, that's the wrong tune. Oh, wait a sec. That's the wrong tune. No, that is
Money, Money, Money.
Yeah, that's the tune to Money, Money, Money. It's the wrong, it's not that song. Okay.
I get extra points.
No, that's the only one I can do. Okay, because it's the same, you know,
okay.
Cuddle, Money.
Do you sing every song to the same tune? Right.
No, hang on.
Does that make it harder or easier?
Like a cuddle, cuddle for the cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. I gave you a clue there.
Madonna.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. I don't need any further. I don't need the title.
Okay.
How do you feel about cuddling generally?
Okay. this is a really big subject. This is not my area. Right. Well, I like, I don't like the word cuddle.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Okay, good.
It's awful.
Yeah. Hug is good. Yeah, I like hug.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind snuggle.
I wasn't expecting you to not mind snuggle.
Well, I have a friend whose name is Snuggles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His name is, and he's the most unlikely person to be called Snuggles. He's from Barcelona. He's a Catalan, rabid Catalan nationalist, and he likes rugby.
Mm.
He's the only person in Catalonia who likes rugby, but his name is Snuggles.
Wow.
And he's a great man. But yeah, how do I feel about cuddling? I'm an island person. I come from an island. Mm. And it's not something that I was very familiar with until my late 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Just wasn't a thing, really.
Wasn't a thing. No. Touching, cuddling. Wasn't a massive thing in our house.
But now with your daughter, you're more...
I have a son and a daughter, other daughter as well, but they just don't live at home at the moment.
You're a bit more tactile.
Yeah, so much more. It was only when children arrived that I realised how wonderful, oh my God, how wonderful cuddles. And now I'm a competitive, because I'm competitive about everything. So I'm a competitive cuddler with my wife. I want to get more cuddles than she gets from them. That would actually be my motivation when I get up in the morning.
Really?
I hope I get more cuddles with my children than she does.
How did you go about that? Just be sort of,
just be nice to them.
Yeah, dishing out money and stuff.
Make them laugh.
Yeah. What does your wife do?
She is a science. She works in science. She's a fungi. Mycological expert.
But science fungus. Isn't real.
Huh?
But science isn't real, you said.
No, I know. She's not real.
Okay. Well, fungus is real. And actually, it can get rid of plastics, can't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, we don't know the half of it.
Isn't that something though?
It's amazing, and you know that trees communicate with each other.
Yes, that's one of my favorite facts. Actually,
yes.
Underneath, and there's only one tree that's a bastard and doesn't share its resources. Okay. So all of the trees, like, be like, oh, I'll go over here so you can get more light, and then we can, you know.
Yeah, but you know how they do that? It's fungus.
Fungus
is the sort of PR company.
Yeah. Right.
That connects it all up.
Oh, wow.
I believe, yeah.
So I wonder why this one tree isn't playing selfish, and then maybe the fungus is just not friendly with it or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I can ask my wife.
Yeah. just got to
change. Talk about.
I just got fungus. Just
no,
got
she
change.
Doesn't actually. She's not. I lied.
Yo.
That was a lie.
It's nice to have been together since childhood. Mm. Not childhood.
16, 17.
Yeah. Love that.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Okay, have you got any health complaints?
No, really. I'm in pretty good nick.
You'll need one. So I need to look it up in Louis.
Okay, no, I have. I'll definitely be able to find one for you. I have. Okay, this. Right, I have a nice coat which I like and which I'm wearing a lot at the moment, but it's a little bit tight for me under the arms.
Right, yeah.
So I'm walking around like this a lot with my arms up, like I'm carrying two big sacks of.
And you think that's going to be in Louise O'Hay Hill, your body? Yeah.
So describe that condition.
A condition.
I'm demonstrating it now for you. So it's a condition.
That's honey monster.
Honey monster, where you kind of hold your arms a little bit out from your body and raised up, hunched a little.
Right. Well, that's not going to be in the book, I don't think.
Okay, let me think.
Dodgy knee. Sometimes my knees go.
I know how I feel. Like,
oh, that's bad. So
I know. I'm not a good judge of how I'm feeling. Or how
let me list some of the diseases and I'll just check if you've got them. Elbow.
Elbow.
Eye problems.
Oh, I have a little bit of repetitive strain.
Okay, this is good. Okay, let's see what that's about. I don't think that's in there. Have you got any respiratory problems? Rectum is on there.
Rectal issues.
Yeah. Rabies. Have you ever had rabies?
No, I haven't had.
Ringworm.
Not yet. No, ringworm. God, no.
Slip disc.
I feel like
snoring.
I'm such a disappointment to you.
Snoring.
Now. No.
Okay. Definitely. Wow, that's really good. Scratches.
Is that everything? I used to be very itchy.
Did you actually?
I was very itchy. Yeah, very, very itchy. But I was cured.
Why were you itching? How did you cure it?
This is going to sound like a lie, but it isn't. So my family were quite religious.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a lie.
No, it's not a lie. And some of them still are very, very religious people. Not in a terrible, oppressive, tyrannical way, but no. They just are. And one time we went on holidays to the south of France, to Lourdes, which is a Catholic shrine where Mary, the mother of God, appeared to some children.
Mm.
And there's baths there that sick people and dying people get dipped into. And I had scabies. And I don't know what scabies was, a very itchy condition that children would get.
Yeah.
From probably poor hygiene or something. And so we were driving across France in the car and I was very, very itchy. My brothers and sisters would take turns scratching me because I had a repetitive strain injury in my arm and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So we went to Lourdes and now look, that wasn't the only reason we went to that part of France, but it was a trip for a few days over there. We were camping and So I was like, we were all dipped in the baths just because it's a thing you do there. Like it's one of the big attractions.
You get
dipped in the holy water baths.
There weren't water parks maybe in that area.
No, that was the nearest thing to a pool. And when I came out of there, my hives had gone.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was cured.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
I do actually believe in God, but not organized religion. Mm. Okay. I'm sort of like the poster girl for the sort of hip new movement of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, I don't mind. I just think God is love, actually. Scabies, infected thinking, allowing others to get under your skin. So if you ever have it again, you have to say, I'm living, loving, joyous expression of my life and I am my own person. Or just pop yourself back in that bath.
Ah.
Yeah. Good to know that you're in such good nick.
Yeah. Maybe it was that trip to the baths.
Yeah.
Giving me everything that I was going to get in the future.
I can't believe everyone's knees are okay.
Mine are good. I have good knees.
How?
Yeah. I play tennis.
And you don't even have tennis elbow?
No. Anyway. I have the repetitive strain is in drumming.
Oh, you drum as well?
No, I don't.
No.
But the play that I'm in,
yes.
I do a little bit of drumming. And because I have no rhythm, can't sing and I can't dance. I'm absolutely in the wrong business.
Yeah.
But so I have to do a little bit of drumming for this. So I'm practicing a lot and it's only one little thing, but I'm practicing a lot. So I've suddenly found I'm getting a little bit of a twitch.
Then I could have looked at repetitive strain injury.
That's what you were supposed to be looking
at. Oh yeah. It wasn't in there. I forgot. Okay. On we go. Well, you could put this music under anything. Okay, how romantic are you, please?
I think I am probably not obviously romantic.
Mm.
Like, it depends on what you mean. Like, I don't like the sort of predictable gesture.
Mm.
You know, so I'd be almost perversely opposed to that, which would be slightly annoying, I think, or hugely annoying for my wife.
As in flowers are a cliche?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But then I would like double down on when she's not expecting it.
Yeah. So a goat in the garden, something unexpected. A goat in the garden, something unexpected.
Well, I mean, you know, a dog, a puppy. I mean, I got a few years ago, about 7 years ago, our dog died, Brody. And So we didn't have a dog.
Yeah.
And then, so I she wanted a retriever. I know she loved retrievers, but we weren't even talking about dogs. So myself and one or two of the children, we found this person about 50 miles away from the house who does dogs, who does retrievers. And she only breeds one litter a year. So she's not a breeder. You know, it's not a puppy farm.
Yeah.
And so I got talking to her and she said, oh, well, like my show dog, she had this show dog that was having a litter soon-ish. And she said, there is one left if you want it.
Mm.
And I went, okay. And it was kind of coinciding with her birthday. So we went down, you go down when they're born and then you're not allowed to take it for about 6 or 7 weeks or something. So I told my wife that on her birth, I said, we're going on a mystery tour.
Yeah.
But you have to really dress up and everything. And I got her to dress up and she wore all her best clothes and, you know, high heels and everything. And I was really messing with her head. Like there's a castle involved. And I kind of made it out like some of her oldest friends from school who she hadn't seen in 20 years were going to be there. And
just
we were dropping hints all the way down. And then we go to this farm and I said, you know, just go up to the door there. And she goes up to the door and then she's presented with this. So that's kind of, that's really,
yeah, that's you know? Nice actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she gutted her friends.
It's just because of the effort involved. And we had to keep the secret for 6 or 7 weeks. And
It plays into your sort of good habit of lying though.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, it does. Was she happy?
She was thrilled. And like that, you know, that dog is still around. But romance is like, people kind of have this wrong idea about it. Like, it's, you know, like one time her engagement ring fell into the toilet, into a very blocked toilet.
Oh.
And without hesitation, I fished that out for her.
That's lovely. That's romance,
isn't it? She wouldn't come near me for weeks, but like.
Yeah. That is romance. Yeah.
That's romance, isn't it?
Yeah. And she was just going to let it go, was she? Yeah. And you say it fell in. Yeah.
That's what she told me. Yeah.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Are you ready for a question from Alan de Botton?
That's French for Alan Buttons.
Okay, pick a card.
I have a slight reservation about Alan de Botton.
And what is it?
I'll tell you what it is exactly. So I read his book many, many years ago, The Consolations of Philosophy book.
Yeah.
I think it was that one, or else maybe I liked that one, and then maybe it was his next offering. And at one point, he was talking about atheism, and he said something about, you know, we should build a sort of a temple for atheists. And I'm going, well, you've just undermined everything that you believe in and stand for once you start going down that nonsensical road.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid, because then you're just replacing
it's a
religion
cult.
Or organized religion with organized atheism or
it's exactly the same principles as hierarchy. What does it say?
What it is.
Two. You can answer either one.
Okay, this one is, what do you imagine a colleague might find difficult about you? How do you tend to react when you feel stressed? Well, they're probably two sides of the same coin.
Clever old Alan.
Yeah. So how do you tend to react when you feel stressed?
It's not the bloody hives again, is it?
It is the it's the hives. I start drumming. I don't get very stressed.
Do you not?
No.
How are you so chill about everything with no health complaints?
Well, I've got minor anxieties.
What are they? Love to know.
Okay, this mightn't seem like a huge deal to you, but I got a nice shirt a few months ago, and I really like it, but I've never got to wear it because every time I put it on, I spill something on it.
Wow.
So.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, but it's really annoying me because I just feel like no one has seen me in this shirt yet, and I just think if they see me in it, they'll think I'm really cool.
Yeah. The cursed shirt.
So it's like the gods are trying to tell me something.
Yeah.
The sartorial gods.
That's your biggest problem in life.
That's the biggest one at the moment.
At the moment, yeah. Could change.
Yeah. Mm. You see, like, either I have no stresses or I'm permanently stressed. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was absolutely.
I suspect it could be that one, actually. I'm permanently anxious about everything.
Do we, Evan? I was actually demented for the first, this will surprise you, sort of 30 years of my life. And I don't think I knew until I wasn't demented. I look back and I was like, I was demented. Yeah. So yeah, maybe.
See, that's normal. Like, it's just normal to be incredibly anxious. Like,
yeah.
You know, so.
Do you get nervous going into things like this play that you're doing? Or
no, that? No.
Really?
Loved it. Loved going in. Meeting in day new
one?
People,
day yeah. one.
A little bit, you know, a little bit of a kind of excitement, you know.
Do you get nervous for stand-up?
I was a bit annoyed that I couldn't wear any new shirts.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
That's
yeah.
why I got the
yeah.
shirt. Was yeah. for the first day of rehearsal where I could reinvent myself with new people. None of them know me. And I could be someone completely different.
What had you spilt down there?
So normally it would be like tea or spaghetti or something like that, or ink, toothpaste mainly. Mm. Toothpaste is the worst.
Well, I believe you can wear it one day.
Hopefully someday, but it's literally every time. So it's like someone's trying to tell me it doesn't suit me or something, you know?
Yeah.
But so to get to, what do you imagine a colleague might find difficult about you? My wife says I smirk a lot.
Really?
Yeah, she does. She says I've got this permanent kind of smirk.
I think that's just any.
That annoys
life.
Me. But I think it is shyness. It's kind of like, kind of it's bashful, or is that the word?
Bashful.
Kind
yeah.
of like.
Well, that's yeah, back to part-time cutie.
That kind of smirk where they don't know whether I'm, they don't know about my sincerity levels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because you keep lying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Okay, well, you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Last question, what's life all about? Just a little one to end with.
Revenge. Getting revenge on people who wronged me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
who've let me down and who didn't believe in me.
Yes.
Greg Davis, being the main one at the moment.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's more or less what my life's about for the next 10 years is revenge. Somehow or other getting him back. For not giving me what was rightfully mine.
So revenge, that's a lovely message to end
yeah,
on, actually.
Yeah, I think so. Great. I think life is about trying to find out what life's about. That's why we do what we do.
Are you anti... you're not religious at all?
No.
Did you get annoyed when I said, I think God is love and I sort of believe in God?
No, because I actually have... I have a genuine philosophy that would put Alain de Botton
yes.
in the shade.
Yes.
So I believe in God, but I believe God is a delusion. And I believe that there's no contradiction in that.
Ooh.
God absolutely exists.
Yeah.
I should have followers. Yeah. God absolutely exists, but only in the mind.
Yeah.
And so what? What's wrong with that? And in flowers, but mainly in the mind.
Yeah.
And I could go on.
No, I'd like to hear it. Yeah, I'd like you to go on.
So I don't have much time for religion, but I have less time for atheists because I think they're boring.
Yes.
I think they've lost their way.
They haven't got a little sprig of hope in
and people
steps.
Who believe in science, like they're the stupidest I know. People of all. Like, all the good stuff is religion, yeah. poetry, art,
yes.
theatre, comedy,
yes.
music.
Yes.
That's all the good stuff.
Yeah.
The thinking about what it's all about stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So talking to an imaginary being is a perfectly normal, healthy thing for human beings to do. You try talking to real people, see how far you get.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a lovely podcast.
You call Ed Gamble up and say, you know, yeah. hey, Ed, I've got some problems, and Ed will be there. Yeah, I'll get back to you, Lou. I'm cooking some fish fingers.
Yes, very Ed, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be yeah. typical. Most people would yeah. be like that. Like, I'll get back to you, or like, I'm busy, or yeah, maybe next week we'll meet for a coffee. In the meantime, you're distraught.
Yeah.
Whereas, talk to your imaginary friend, and depending on how well you've imagined.
The answers.
God. You will get answers.
And that is coming from yourself, which is the less dangerous thing. It means that you're not going to join a cult or anything because you're getting the answers from yourself.
No, hopefully. But I might form a cult.
Yes. And good luck with that. Okay. Well, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you very
and
much.
People can see your play if they're lucky enough. Delightful to speak to you.
Yes. I feel like I've been verbally cuddled.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Ardal O'Hanlon, and what a lovely guy. He agreed he was at least 40 like cutie pie, you heard it. So yeah, go see his play if you can get tickets. If not, then he is doing stand-up at some point again. Thank you for listening. Okay, I don't do this for a laugh. It is also a nice time, but I don't do this for you not to recommend it to your friends and not to listen to it. And I do like it when you come up to me in the street and say, you really like Cuddle Club? Okay. Unless I'm eating.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.